Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is our God, the one who loves us and who gave himself for us, who gathers us together in this place and bids us to seek his face. Let us worship God together. Let us join together in prayer. Let us praise Jesus Christ, our Sovereign, for the wonderful things he has done. He sends out his word to heal us. He satisfies the thirsty with the water of life. He fills the hungry with the abundance of his realm.
Let us praise Jesus, Redeemer and Renewer of all things.
May we always trust in his goodness and love, and have faith in his grace and mercy. May we always believe he cares about justice and righteousness, and draw our life from his eternal purposes.
Let us praise Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Example.
May we be filled with the hope and promise of his coming, and give our lives to follow him. May we be gripped by his ways, and walk with assurance and trust into his grace and peace. Let us now sing together. Let us sing to the God of salvation.
Grace to you and peace from the one who is and was and who is to come. May this time be a time of worship, a place of peace, where you are today gathered here or online this morning. Welcome to all who are across this wide land of Australia. Today is New Year's Day, Well, the end, really. It's Christ the King Sunday. Advent begins next week. The reign of Christ. The one who's named King, who lays down his power as a servant. Christ the King, born to witness to God's truth, whose might lies in mercy. When we speak of Christ the King, we speak of one who is the firstborn child of a village woman born in a stable, the storyteller, the wonder worker of Galilee, the one who welcomes children and gathers those around him, women and men, sick and well, poor and wealthy. His only crown, a crown of thorns. His throne, two planks of wood. In him there is no shadow of darkness, but a light therein. We sing the song, "The Lord is my light." It's a chant, it's a prayer, we sing it through four times. "You are a king then," says Pilate. What did you do, or what do you want to do when you grow up? What did you want to be? Fire person? A police officer? An AFL footballer? Woman, women or men? An Australian cricketer? A lawyer, a doctor, an occupational therapist, a nuclear physicist, an electrical engineer, a pharmacist, a prime minister? No? Surely not. Carol, the prime minister. Ooh. Some might choose a job where they think they can make lots of money. Another might choose to be a teacher because they like working with children. Another might choose to be a doctor because they want to help people. Another person might be a caretaker of a building because of they think of being secure and helping others. Quite often when we start out on a job, we think we're going to stay in that job, but we change over the years and we have multiple jobs. Do you think that Jesus thought about his future? What he was going to do when he grew up. Perhaps Jesus might have been a doctor because he liked to help people. Maybe Jesus would have chosen to be a winemaker because he was pretty good at doing that. Surely Jesus could have gone into the fishing business. He certainly knew where the fish were. He could have become a carpenter. Like Joseph. Jesus did work as a carpenter in his younger days. We're going to watch a video now of Jesus at work.
Yeshua. Yeshua. Rael.
Kenna.
Du hem ne? Hierin segi.
Hi.
Le men ne?
Ben nash karathir.
Ratse mekel. Ayim. Athirde.
Le. Ratsay mekal kidna. Shokan elaya, karsay wan elayan. La obda te pain.
Ulal min laytar.
Mi?
Ej, la. Here dej fodat mi stane, betramtin ul. Ua sulja daje.
Jesus could have done all those other jobs. Could have been the carpenter, could have been the doctor, the winemaker. But that's not what he was born to do. Here's something that he was gives you an idea of Christ the King. What person wakes up one day and says, "I'm going to be king"?
Charles.
Yes, true. A long time. Or was it Simba in The Lion King? One day I'm going to be like my dad, the king. But is it a crown like this with jewels and gold? Or the crown that was placed on Jesus' head when he had a talk with Pilate? "Are you the king of the Jews?" says Pilate. Is that your idea? What they say about me? "It's your people that handed you over to me," says Pilate. "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to defend me. My kingdom is from another place." "So you are a king then," says Pilate. Jesus answered, "Well, you say I'm a king. But what sort of king is Jesus? Not the one from a throne or a palace, but the one who comes to serve. Not to rule, but to be a friend. Not to be a boss, but the one who loves and brings peace and hope." We sing the song that puts it so well. The Servant King.
Oh,
As we light this Christ candle today, we acknowledge this day as Christ the King Sunday, the reign of Christ. We also acknowledge that we live and worship and work on Kaurna land. People who were here before us, first inhabitants of this place. We honour them for their custodianship, their spirituality, nurture and care of the land of ancient times through to today.
Let us pray. In the safety of this sacred place, we are invited into a time of gratitude, reflection, renewal, and hope. Let us pray, come in bringing all who you are. Calm your hurried pace. For this hour, let the cares, the fretfulness, and worry be set aside. Know that you are not alone. There is strength and caring support for you here. So let us celebrate the richness and diversity of life in the presence of God. Mighty and tender God, you, the deep within all, you, the encompassing heart of all, we enter now into your kingdom, your community of wholeness, a realm of peace. We bring our hunger and the hunger of the world. We bring our inner stranger and the exiled of the world. We bring our hurting selves and the hurting of the world. We open ourselves to healing. Inspired, we dare to imagine the integrity in our inner life, our relationships, our planet, and our political systems. We dare to imagine the reign of Christ, love's servant, your heart for an unfolding cosmos. Amen.
And today we're reading from John. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" And they answered, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews replied, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." And this was to fulfil what Jesus had said when he indicated the type of death he was to die. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask me this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is the truth?" After this, he said he said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, I can find no case against him. But you have a custom that I release someone for you at Passover. Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews? They shouted in reply, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a bandit.
We need more love. Not in a romantic way, but a love that turns hatred and violence into peace and tolerance. A love that takes guns, bombs, and swords and turns them into plowshares, candles, and flowers. Is violence and power, threat and fear a ruling factor in our world? For many it is. The president of power seems to rule from the masked suicide bomber to the F-18 launched from aircraft carriers, to our streets and homes and communities in domestic violence, bullying, murder, and violent crimes. We need more love. In today's gospel reading, we note the clash of power as we recognise and celebrate Christ the King Sunday, or the reign of Christ. It's the last Sunday of the year. Advent begins with hope, peace, joy, and love. Next week. In the gospel reading, we have the president of power personified in Pilate, and the prince of peace personified in the Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And the two are facing off. But today we note that Jesus is more than the Prince of Peace. Today the church recognises him as Christ the King. When we call Jesus King, do we know what we're saying? Are the words of Pilate our own? Who are you? Tell me. There are all sorts of titles used for Jesus, mostly loaded with meaning. One only has to look in John's Gospel and see the I am sayings. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. And so on. Other titles include Christ, Lord, Saviour, Son of Man, Messiah. On this Sunday each year, we are reminded of another title, and we're asked to reflect on Jesus as King. Does the title King of Kings just roll off our tongue like a habit? Or do we really mean something by it when we say it? And if so, what do we mean? Are we comfortable using Jesus as King, with all the subtleties that brings that with? There are people who say you shouldn't mix religion and politics. But today we face both of them, both in the text that we read and in the real world. So the question today is, who's in charge? Who sits on the throne? Many say religion is fine as long as it's kept in place, keep it private, keep it personal, away from the really important things like politics, economics, power, money. Yet today, Christ the King Sunday says we must get political. For we have to deal with the question, or at least a response to the question, who's in charge? When we proclaim Christ the King or the reign of Christ, what do we mean? The phrase Kingdom of God appears frequently in the Gospels, but the description of Jesus as King does not. There's only two places where you find the word King used in reference to Jesus. The birth story where the wise ones come seeking, where is the one born to be king? And the other is in the trial with Pilate. When Pilate asks a second time whether Jesus is claiming to be a king, Jesus says something to the effect, that's your word. They're your words, not mine. And yet the Christian tradition has exalted Jesus as king. It's not hard to see where the image of Jesus the King comes from. For the Jewish people of Jesus' day had the memory of King David, the mighty king, yes, once fallen, but the mighty king. David was a political genius. He was also a lying, lecherous, murdering king. And his power went to his head. Power became more important to David than anything else. But we still think of David as the great king. And isn't it exactly the same with Jesus as king? We don't actually have many, if many, examples to point to kings or queens that are wholesome, that stand up. We might think of Henry VIII or any other king or queen across Europe in the Middle Ages, protecting their own interests. What about other people we give the title king? Those who are not kings but ones we label, like Elvis Presley, the so-called king of rock and roll, the king of pop, Michael Jackson, or the king of swing, Benny Goodman, or, in a cricket term, Wasim Akram or Jimmy Anderson. So how do we respond to Christ the King? To understand the Christ the King, we need to be clear that we're talking about a radically different role of kingship. A different kingship to presidents and generals, monarchs and dictators. A different kingship to power and terrorism and violence. Jesus and Pilate seem to be talking past each other on different things. Jesus wants to establish his servant power, and Pilate wants to proclaim his political power. Jesus is saying, yes, there is a revolution, and there's nothing you can do about it. Those who want to say that Christianity has nothing to do with politics have to remember that this trial was a very political trial. Here is a king who rules through suffering, love, not violence, not threat, or power or fear. Not from a palace, not from Parliament House, but in significant and out of the way places like Bethlehem and Nazareth. He prefers to do his work, not with the powerful or the commanding, but rather those the world considers small, weak, and in need. This king, this servant king, does his best work from a cross, not from an aircraft carrier or rocket launcher. So in John's Gospel, in particular, the image of Jesus as king is seen in an ironic way. Jesus is dressed in purple with a crown of thorns, and people ridicule him and joke. Are you the king of the Jews? So let us speak today of the one who we've come to know and believe, not as a political might, but as a servant king. We don't celebrate or even follow Pilate the powerful, but we worship, we reflect, and we pray and celebrate the one who stood humbly before the powerful and said, "My way, hope, peace, joy, and love." King of power, force or control, or king of servanthood, of love and sacrifice. Maybe we need to believe more in the power of candles and flowers than bombs, guns, and swords. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve. The song.
Come to a time of our notices. I urge you all to read the newsletter if you haven't, and follow up on all the things that are happening. I just want to remind you that there's a congregational meeting coming up, and it'll be on the 5th of December in the church after the worship service. Bruce, I think you have some notices.
Thank you, Craig. It is said that it takes a village to raise a child. We confirmed again yesterday that it takes a congregation to hold a successful market and exhibition. Look, the generosity that was shown yesterday and expressed in all sorts of ways is an absolutely amazing indication of our commitment to this community. And it is demonstrated by the fact that there are still some bargains left in the hall for you to peruse at your leisure when you leave our worship this morning. And those of you who are viewing over the stream have an opportunity too, because there will still be some of the stuff, some of the plants, some of the gifts, the craft, the Christmas craft, and there are a few goodies there as well for the next little while. And of course, the visual delights that are part of the exhibition will be on display for a little while. As I said, your generosity, the generosity of everybody within the community, showed us to be a really fantastic congregation, I think. And it demonstrated, without doubt, the fact that we are able to respond to challenge, COVID being one of them, to put on an event that welcomes our community. And I don't know about you, but as I was welcoming people yesterday, it was really good to see the smiles on, well, you couldn't see the smiles, but I could hear the smiles in people's voices, both young and old, as they came through the door and experienced the welcome that there was here. So thank you very much for everybody who did anything to make this a success. I've got to say that last Saturday there were a few people who were thinking, well, what have we done? Have we done something? Because there wasn't a lot of stuff out in the blue room. But it came, so thank you very much. I suppose you want to know how much we raised. Well, look, it was a success. It wasn't perhaps as monetarily successful as it has been in other years, but it did actually show the community that we're still here, we're still relevant, and our doors are open. And as a consequence of that, we're raising towards $8,000. So well done, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
We come now to our offerings and a thankful prayer for those. Creator God, receive the gifts we bring today and those made online as we respond to your loving care and mercy. May they and we bring about your healing and peace across all creation. May they and we help feed the hungry, heal the sick, and welcome the stranger. Bring care and peace to the nations. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray for others. We are encouraged by Jesus and have confidence in his good news of the reign, commonwealth, or ecosystem of God, and we seek for God's will to be done on earth by making love our highest aim. Love for God and neighbour, for the outsider and the enemy, for ourselves and the good earth. May we seek new ways of encountering the other in today's pluralistic world, through the creative and non-violent wisdom of peacemaking, and to collaborate with other religious and secular groups in alliances for the common good. We will affirm God's preferential treatment for the poor, the marginalized, the downtrodden, and the persecuted in their struggle for justice and freedom. May we also strive to reconnect with the earth, to understand the harm human beings are doing to it, and to embody more responsible, regenerative ways of life in it and with it. May we build inclusive partnerships across the powerful and vulnerable, including disparities based on wealth, gender, race and ethnic identity, education, religion, sexuality, age, politics and physical ability. May we emphasize spiritual and relational practices to strengthen our inner life with God, to build healthy families, and to deepen our relationships with one another. Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us now sing Joy to the World.
A little song to get us into the mood for Christmas that's coming. Advent is here. We prepare and we celebrate. May God, who comes to us in the things of this world, bless your eyes and be in your seeing. May Christ, who looks upon us with deepest love, bless your eyes and widen your gaze. May the Spirit, who perceives what is and what might be, bless your eyes and sharpen your vision. May the sacred three bless your eyes and cause you to see. So friends, go from this place today, strengthened and enthused by the great love of God, enfolded in the compassion and love of Christ, and filled with the active holy love of God's Spirit. Peace, love, hope and joy be with you. Amen. Thank you.